You know, there were a bunch of stories about how, and I think that I saw some stories about how, you know, the scramble to get the real ID was having some spillover effect on other services. How has it started to calm down a little bit?
Yes, it has, Brian. As you know, the rush came in on May 7th because everyone felt as though they had to have that real ID. But unfortunately, you really didn't have to have that real ID in effect if you weren't traveling or but if you were just a regular individual that was driving, you could have just waited a little bit longer to book an appointment to get your real ID. So that clogged up the system, Brian. But we anticipated that, as you know, and we ended up opening on some Mondays, had some extended hours, and we still have some walk-ins throughout all the branches. If people have an emergency, say Brian bought a car and he needs to get it registered, there's no appointments, all right, we're open at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll take a walk-in to 2 o'clock. Expect that you're going to have to wait a little bit longer compared to people that have an appointment. But we're starting to see all signs now going the opposite direction, that appointments are out there, and we're starting to see the mad rush starting to subside.
I'm curious, Tony. Ultimately, this thing was post 9/11. I think it was enacted in 05. Was it worth following through on all this?
Well, that's above my pay grade, my friend. It's something that Congress enacted, and they kept postponing it, as you know, Brian, right? 2005, 2012, then 2020, then COVID hit, they extended it out, and they finally said, we're doing it now. And it is what it is. We have to abide by it. It's federal guidelines. And if you want to travel to get on a plane, on a domestic flight, you got to have that star in the upper right-hand corner. Or have some other type of ID, like a passport.
Yeah. I just feel like the ship has sailed. I just feel like it, I don't know. I don't know that it makes us any safer or not. But like I said, it's not for you to decide. We're talking with Tony Guerrero, Commissioner of the DMV. You know, do you have any idea, this is probably not a question for you, but like when, if you don't have the real ID, when it would actually start impacting your ability to get on a plane?
Yeah, it's that's a good question, Brian, because I've been in contact with some of the folks at Bradley International Airport. And TSA is obviously trying to enforce it, but they understand, as much as all of us understand, that not everyone's going to have it. So they're asking people, if they don't have it, right, bring some other forms of ID, whether you may have your birth certificate or any other types of information on yourself. You may have to wait a little bit longer because they're going to go through a process that's going to check you out, which would take a lot longer. But they'll get you on a plane, they said. But, you know, Brian, I would say probably within the next 6 months, we'll really start to see a lot of states starting to go the other way in regards to the real ID that they're conforming to a majority of it. Now, with that said, Brian, there are some states that have low numbers, and, you know, it's going to be scary for some of those states. We're in a pretty good situation. We're in the mid-70s, and I think Connecticut is like one of the top, you know, 15, 20 states that are adhering to this new law.
What about the Costco card?
Yeah. The Costco card is only good for Costco, my friend.
Okay, just checking.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was funny. Matt reminded me of it. We're talking with Tony Guerrero, Commissioner of the DMV. You know, a couple other quick things. You know, thoughts on the speed cameras in Middletown?
You know, again, Brian, anytime you try to, you and I have talked about this. You know, I mean, we're roughly around the same age. You're a little bit younger. The way people are driving today is so erratical that anytime that you think that you can help public safety by enacting things, it's a good thing, Brian. Do you know what I'm saying? If you can stop people from running stop signs, you know, traveling 30 miles over the speed limit. Let's be honest, Brian. If you know there's speed cameras in the area, you know you're going to slow down, right?
Yep. Those radar things, those digital readouts make me slow down.
Exactly. Yep. Do you know what I mean? So it's just human nature. And unfortunately, you know, our police force can't be at every place at every single time. So if this helps, and can save lives, it's worth it.
I just don't want it on the Massachusetts Turnpike or 84. Because then we'd have a debate.
You're going back to Mass, right?
Yeah. I have time commitments I got to make. No, and obviously I'm very safe. Tony, also there are some developments with wrong way detection. It seems like, I don't know, we're not talking about it as much, so it seems like the technology must be doing something positive.
Well, the Department of Transportation has always been out front trying to enact and put things in place for public safety. And I think, you know, one is the awareness, one is more an educational piece about traveling on our roadways and putting these measures, these detectors in there, and it does work, Brian. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, though, it's not going to work if you're intoxicated or, you know, you're on drugs or whatever it is, because now you're impaired and you don't know what you're doing. But for the most individuals or whatever that maybe don't know the area and they see something and they go in the wrong way and they see those detectors, it stops them right away. Yeah. And it helps prevent a major catastrophe.
Anything else going on you want people to know about?
Yeah, Brian, if you could, your show has always been very good to Department of Motor Vehicles here, and that is that starting next week, the walk-ins will start. If people have an emergency situation that they got to get their car registered or they got to get their license, especially if it's CDL, our walk-ins are going to start from 8 to 12, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and 9:30 to 12 on Thursdays.
Got it.
All right, and we're gonna monitor that. And as the weeks go on, we'll probably start. You know, the hours will start to diminish because there'll be more appointments out there for people to make.
All right, Tony, if we don't talk to you between now and I don't know August or so, I hope you enjoy the summer, and we appreciate the time.
Anytime. You got any plans for the 4th?
I think I'm gonna be on the Cape.
Nice.
Recreating, yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully. It's a Friday. 4th, my sister-in-law does a big crawfish boil at her house, so I think that's what we're doing. They have a southern flavor. Tony, be well. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.